almost unbelievably, it worked, tax-free. Roberts himself is still going strong, as is Oral Roberts University of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Its buildings, valued at $250 million, were directly commissioned by God himself in these words.
Raise up your students to hear my voice, to go where my light is dim, where my voice is heard small, and my healing power is not known, even to the uttermost bounds of the earth. Their work will exceed yours, and in this I am well pleased.
On reflection, my imagined Hindu litigator would have been as likely to play the if you can't beat them, join them card. His polytheism isn't really polytheism, but monotheism in disguise. There is only one God, Lord Brahma the creator, Lord Vishnu the preserver, Lord Shiva the destroyer, the goddesses Saraswati, Lakshmi and Parvati, wives of Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, Lord Ganesh the elephant god, and hundreds of others, all are just different manifestations or incarnations of the one God. Christians should warm to such sophistry. Rivers of medieval ink, not to mention blood, have been squandered over the mystery of the Trinity, and in suppressing deviations such as the Arian heresy. Arius of Alexandria, in the 4th century AD, denied that Jesus was consubstantial, i.e. of the same substance or essence, with God. What on earth could that possibly mean, you're probably asking? Substance? What substance? What exactly do you mean by essence? Very little seems the only reasonable reply. Yet the controversy split Christendom down the middle for a century, and the Emperor Constantine ordered that all copies of Arius's book should be burned. Splitting Christendom by splitting hairs, such has ever been the way of theology. Do we have one God in three parts or three gods in one? The Catholic Encyclopedia clears up the matter for us in a masterpiece of theological close reasoning.
In the unity of the Godhead, there are three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, these three persons being truly distinct one from another. Thus, in the words of the Athanasian Creed, the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God, and yet there are not three gods, but one God.
As if that were not clear enough, the Encyclopedia quotes the 3rd-century theologian, St. Gregory the Miracle Worker.
There is therefore nothing created, nothing subject to another in the Trinity, nor is there anything that has been added as though it once had not existed, but had entered afterwards. Therefore the Father has never been without the Son, nor the Son without the Spirit, and this same Trinity is immutable and unalterable forever.
Whatever miracles may have earned St. Gregory his nickname, they were not miracles of honest lucidity. His words convey the characteristically obscurantist flavour of theology, which, unlike science or most other branches of human scholarship, has not moved on in 18 centuries. Thomas Jefferson, as so often, got it right when he said,
"Ridicule is the only weapon which can be used against unintelligible propositions. Ideas must be distinct before reason can act upon them, and no man ever had a distinct idea of the Trinity. It is the mere abracadabra of the mountebanks calling themselves the priests of Jesus."
The other thing I cannot help remarking upon is the overweening confidence with which the religious assert minute details for which they neither have nor could have any evidence. Perhaps it is the very fact that there is no evidence to support theological opinions either way that fosters the characteristic draconian hostility towards those of slightly different opinion, especially as it happens in this very field of Trinitarianism.
Jefferson heaped ridicule on the doctrine that, as he put it, there are three gods, in his critique of Calvinism. But it is especially the Roman Catholic branch of Christianity that pushes its recurrent flirtation with polytheism towards runaway inflation. The Trinity is, joined by Mary, Queen of Heaven, a goddess in all but name, who surely runs God himself a close second as a target of prayers. The pantheon is further swollen by an army of saints, whose intercessory power makes them, if not demigods, well worth approaching on their own specialist subjects. The Catholic Community Forum helpfully lists 5,120 saints, together with their areas of expertise, which include abdominal pains, abuse victims, anorexia, arms dealers, blacksmiths, broken bones, bomb technicians and bowel disorders, to venture no further than the bees. And we mustn't forget the four choirs of angelic hosts, arrayed in nine orders, seraphim, cherubim, thrones, dominions, virtues, powers, principalities, archangels, heads of all hosts, and just plain old angels, including our closest friends, the ever-watchful guardian angels. What is impressive about Catholic mythology is partly its tasteless kitsch, but mostly the airy nonchalance with which these people make up the details as they go along.